Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I said I just got back, baby.
The big white house on the hill. Welcome back, 23 After, little Texas Blues there. Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And Robert Grady, our good buddy Rob, is back, and he's the author of Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, and he's got a new book that I just learned about. He's going to tell us about it. Rob, go ahead.
It's called The Five Kick-Ass Strategies, and it evolved from this theory of the five ways to grow your business. These five strategies are the five and only five, as you mentioned, ways to grow any business. And we've talked about the first one, which is buying market share, and we've touched on the fifth one, which is merger and acquisition.
Mm-hmm. As a way to acquire or buy or elbow your way into a market.
Well, as I started to mention, merger and acquisition actually includes all of the other four strategies.
So, hunting and farming, though, that's a classic way of thinking about it. I've got my buddy John Deaney wrote a book called Hunting in a Farmer's World.
Well, farming is oftentimes considered the best way to build your business. Once you've sold a customer and they're convinced that you're a good vendor, it's a whole lot more plausible to sell them more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's lots of ways to farm. I can do what I call you want fries with that order. my wallet is already open, so why not try and get me to give more of what's in it to you in order to get more stuff? I already trust you, I'm already there, my wallet's open, okay, buy more stuff. But there's lots of other ways to do it. We call it the trade up. You bought from me last year the regular model. Now this year I'm going to try and trade you up to the deluxe model.
Right.
We call it selling systems. You bought this product, but why not buy all of the other products that go with it?
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
You could also think of it in another term you might use if farming is not as intuitive. You might think of it as organic, right? Where it's
correct.
Sort of a natural. It's a natural progression. It's systemic. It's organic inside of the relationship you have with this particular customer.
It's a lot easier to sell customers who know you than it is to try and build trust with customers who don't.
It's more profitable, no question.
It takes us to hunting, and we all know that what hunting is about. And you have to do hunting because some way or another you're going to lose your existing
That's
customers.
That's right. People die, they move.
Sure, all of the different things. So you have to hunt all the time, and hunting means we've got to find new customers to fill the funnel and begin the sales process. But hunting typically costs about 12 times as much as farming, or some people call it harvesting or organic growth. So hunting is always going to be necessary, but not realize that it's more expensive than farming. Farming is the least expensive way to grow your business.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's lots
if
of
you
different
do it,
ways
if
to
you
do it.
If you do it right, you can in my opinion, Rob, the people who are the best and the most successful do about 80% farming and about 20% hunting.
Well, it depends upon your business. I mean, I know lots of businesses that are what we call one-offs. I have a client, for example, that sells a product that is a coating, a concrete coating.
Mm-hmm.
And once he sells a factory or a company on coating his floor, what the heck is he going to do? He can't coat it again.
That's where referrals come in, Rob.
Okay, that's right.
That's where referrals come in. The referral is to hunt new customers. But I consider referrals to be a hybrid between the two. But still, no, you're right. But for a lot of businesses, I had one of my favorite stories is an executive director of a state bank organization. I was talking to him one time. I was working with the banks in that state, and he said, if my banks would make sure that all of their business customers had all the services they need, if they would make sure that they had all that, they wouldn't need a new customer for 5 years.
Well, if you keep your existing customers happy and service them the way they're expecting
and stay
or exceed their expectations, you may not need to hunt as much.
Hunting is harder work than farming is.
Absolutely. much harder.
And it's not as profitable.
No, because it costs 12 times as much to snag a new customer.
But you got to do both, right? Mm-hmm. That's the key.
Yep.
Is you got to do both, but the smart people will do the hunting that's required, and the farming that's non-negotiable.
Well, the really smart people will do all five.
Yeah, that's a good point. So let's hit the fourth one.
All right.
Before we go.
Well, first one is buy market share. Second one is hunting. Third is farming. And the fourth is new product. That's like selling brand new stuff to brand new people. New products open up new market niches. New products are absolutely necessary because every one of your competitors is developing a product or a service that's going to make you obsolete. So having new products in the pipeline all the time is extremely important. Even for small companies, people think, oh, yeah, well, I'm just going to keep doing what I've been doing. That's always been successful. That's what my grandfather did. That's what my father did. I'm just going to keep doing the same darn thing. And we talked about it earlier. Yeah, you're going to be obsolete real quick. If you are not changing, if you are not constantly developing new products and services, you will fall by the wayside.
I know family businesses that still are the same name after 100 years, but they don't do anything like they started out doing.
No, absolutely.
Quick question before we go. Would you agree that innovation, adding innovations to your business are similar to new products?
Any kind of innovation is upgrade. Yeah, innovation can be a new product. It can be a way to upgrade existing products and those sorts of things. So,
Rob, I need your website one more time.
Robert Grady, G-R-E-D-E, .com.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. The new book again?
5 Kick-Ass Strategies.
All right.
Every business needs.
Check it out. Hey, Rob, good job today. Come back soon.
Jim, always a pleasure. Glad to talk.
Rob Grady, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.